Blog Talk Radio.
Fun Friday, and oh yeah, it's going to be a fun one. Now, the day is Friday the 15th, 2012. I'm your host, Eric Jackson, and I'm broadcasting to you live from Fort Hood, Texas. Now, anytime you want to join in the conversation today, you can dial in at 347-838-8622, or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. And I do have my chat window open also, so if you want to, you know, go ahead and throw me a chat, be more than happy to do that too at www.longtalkradio.com/Eric Jackson 62. All right. With all that being said, you know what it's time for? It's time for the NBA action. All right, here we go. The Miami Heat, y'all. Okay, now, let's get one thing straight. First, you know, I did say Oklahoma City in six, and I'm going to stick with my pick, Oklahoma City. Even though last night the Miami Heat won the game, you know, even the series at one game apiece. That's fine. Okay, I give them that. They got a game, you know. You know, in both games, I got to give the Heat credit. Both games, they came out on fire. They came out on fire. You know, while Oklahoma City, you know, found it was struggled once again in the first half. Now, I don't know what's going on with that, but the way they play in the second half, they need to bring it to the first half. Because I do believe if they go ahead and play a full 48 minutes, the Heat out of there. I mean, as witness to the game, you know, the Heat was up by, what, 17 at one time? 17. And they barely got out of there with a win. So, you know, it was a good win for them. I got to say it was a good win because they turned Oklahoma City into a half-court team. Anytime you do that to a running team, you got a better chance. But I still say Oklahoma City is going to take it in six. So we shall see. You know, and it didn't help any that Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook both picked up their second foul early in the first quarter. You know, so that meant they had to sit down for a minute. You know, but it's okay. It's okay because I already know what's going to happen Sunday night. The Thunder's going to come back. And it's going to be like on and popping, y'all. You know, they'll be up 2-1. The pressure will be right back on it. On the Miami Heat, people. Well, did you hear that thunder then? Woo-hoo! Did you hear that thunder then? I'm trying to tell you. It's going to be the Thunder, you baby. All right. Now that we have that out of the way, let's go ahead and get on Fun Friday, y'all. Fun Friday. Now, if you want to join the conversation or make a comment or add a story, you can call in at 347-838-8622, or you can email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. As I said before, I do have my chat window open, so you're more than welcome to join me there also. Now, let's get busy. Well, we're going to start off with a little sad news. Yvette Wilson, y'all knew her as Aunt Dale on Moesha and the Parks. Well, y'all, she passed away. She's only 48 years old, and she had cervical cancer. You know, she was on the show for 5 seasons on Moesha. Then she went played on the Parkers. Now, her cancer was in stage 4. So we want to go ahead and, you know, send our condolences to her family. Now, being that we have that out the way, let's talk about some dumb stuff. Now, you know what? What's wrong with these little rappers we got running around here? You know, Chris Brown is at the center of another fight, y'all. You know, him and Henna and rapper Drake. They're inside a club, and they get in a fight. Why? Apparently, they said it was over Rihanna. You know? They said it was over Rihanna. Really? Do we really care? Just think about how many people each one of those them slept with already. And they going to get over here and fight over this little girl that really don't belong to neither one of them? Wow. You know, and what's wrong with Chris Brown? Huh? He already has a felony on him. What more does he want? Huh? What else do you want? You know, Chris Brown, quit. She don't want you no more. If she wanted you, she would have been there with you. Or y'all keep doing your rendezvous thing. But if you see out there in public, hey, everything is fair game. Get over it. Little egotistical maniac. You can't have it all. Go on and finish doing your little singing and dancing and crying for Michael Jackson and be happy. But stop fighting in public. You too, Drake. Whoever you are, I don't even know your music, so I have no idea who you are. And you know the bad part? They were there celebrating Teyana Taylor signing to Kanye West's good music label. Now, this is apparently what happened, y'all. Brown sent a bottle of champagne to Drake as a peace offering. Well, Drake apparently returned the favor with a note saying, "I'm effing the love of your life. Deal with it." Now, what you think about that? Would you? All right. Would you battle about that? You say, okay, take the grown-up thing and just brush it off. I mean, if a man has to do all that, then you know what? It ain't even worth it. Let her go. All right, Chris Brown, come on, man. You got enough going on right now without having to worry about her. She walking down the street half-naked in some places, and you want to still claim that? Dude, get a grip. Really, get a grip, because that's not a good thing to be trying to claim. In that case, hey, man, go out to Erykah Badu. They both do the same thing. They both crazy. I mean, come on, man. It's been since 2009. Get over it, dude. Golly. And stop fighting other dudes because they say something stupid to you. He probably ain't getting none either. But just because you so naive and immature, you're going to fall for it every time because they know you're gullible like that. Come on, Chris Brown. Get some nuts, man. Leave it alone. All right? Now, moving right along. Hey, remember When was the last time anybody heard anything from Lauryn Hill? Well, you know, she came out with that great, great album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. And she appeared in, what was it? What was the movie? With Whoopi Goldberg, Sister Act. I think that's the last time anybody saw her, huh? Well, guess what, y'all? Woo! Miss Lauryn Hill, she haven't been filing any federal income tax to returns. That's right. She's been keeping them people money, and you know what happened when you keep those people money. Well, now, her excuse was she chose to defer her payment to withdraw from society and protect her family's safety. Okay, y'all hear silence, right? Because that made no freaking sense whatsoever. You know, she's 37 years old. 37 years old. If you're not doing nothing, you ain't got no business, what safety are you protecting? What danger is your family in? You know, her last album was 2001, y'all. 2001. And what is this, 2012? 11 years ago. Most people probably wouldn't recognize her now if they saw her anyway. Ain't like they know if she opened her mouth. Ain't nobody seen her since then. You know, and, you know, I really think it is. I'm going to tell you. I'm ready to tell you. You know, she got with that Marley boy, right? Mm-hmm. Wearing them turbans and acting crazy because they were smoking that ganja. That's what they doing. That's why she wasn't filing no taxes, because she was smoking that ganja. Ganja said, oh, you ain't got to worry about them taxes. It's okay. It's okay. We don't need those taxes. They be all right. You know, plus she probably said, I ain't making enough money. Yeah, but she made $1.8 million just from film and recording royalties. That means she wasn't doing nothing and still making money because of her songs and the films she appeared in. $1.8 million. And you don't think you have to pay a tax on that? You know, I mean, actually, wow. You know, that's what you have to say. Wow. You know, she only stopped when it was necessary to withdraw from society. What are you doing? If you went and smoking that ganja with that Marley boy, you wouldn't have to worry about the safety of your family. Them blood clots. You know, why you messing with them? Sitting up, I can see her now sitting up there smoking that weed. Uh-huh. Yeah, smoking weed to her. I sing because I'm happy. Well, she probably saying she smoke because she happy. Smoking make her happy. I mean, really. Well, y'all, we'll find out more about that on June 29th when she got to go to court. Hey, you know what's so bad? Out of all places not to pay no taxes at, New Jersey? Jersey, y'all, Jersey. Come on now. From 2005 to 2007, she made $1.8 million. And she don't think she need to pay her taxes. Well, dang it, if she don't have to pay them, I ain't got to pay mine either. She probably one of them people being, you know what they do? She probably getting high and going stealing from Walmart. That's probably what she doing. That's why she had to protect her family. Because they see her on camera and they be chasing her. She probably stealing from Walmart. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Okay. With that being said, moving right along. To join in the conversation today, you can dial in at 347-838-8622. Email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. I do have my chat box up, and you can chat with me while we're on the air. Even if we aren't on the air, you can chat with me. All right. Now, we're going to move right along here. Now, there was a man in Massachusetts, y'all. Okay, I know I didn't say that phonetically correct. But who says Massachusetts right anyway, besides the folk that live there? And the only reason why they think it's correct, because they live there. So, okay, so what? Anyway, this man sued a hospital claiming he was not treated properly for a painful and chronic erection condition. In other words, he had an erection for longer than 4 to 5 hours. Now, you know what I'm about to say. Any man out there who gets an erection that long, you know what we trying to do? We lining them up at the door. I'm just saying. Hey, you know it's true. You know it's true. If that's the case, then even your girlfriend or whoever you with ain't going to be bothered with you that long. Because they got tired of you. So you just line them up at the door and use it until it drops. I mean, if you're using it, you're not thinking about it hurting. See the psychology behind it. Y'all try to say I'm wrong now. I'm just telling the truth. And men out there, you know, you believe it too. The first thing you'll say, what I'm going to the doctor for? This is a blessing. I can go longer than 1.5 seconds. Oh, Lord. I mean, really? I'm just putting it out there, y'all. It's not hard. I do understand, you know, it is an actual disease. It's an actual disease. You know, but he was upset because he said he sat there for four or five hours, you know, and the staff was watching TV, basically was watching a baseball game, you know, and the illness is called priapism. PRIAPISM. Now, you pronounce that as you want to. I'm going to start calling it stuck dick. Oh, Lord. And that's a good name for it. That's what I'm going to call it. Y'all call it what you want to because I can't pronounce that name. So when I see it again, that's what I'm going to call it, stuck dick. And to make it bad, he actually, you know, sometimes it's so bad to you have to have surgery, right? He actually had the surgery, y'all. He did. And it was unsuccessful. So he still stuck dick. So stop complaining, man. Stop complaining. Go ahead and what? Line them up and knock them out. It's not hard. It is not hard at all. That's all you got to do. That's all you got to do is knock them out. Woo, Lord have mercy. Well, right now we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to go ahead and do some more Fun Friday. All right, y'all. See you shortly. Hey, this is your host, Eric, from Let's Talk. I invite each and every one of you to join me tomorrow, June 16, 2012, for a special Let's Talk with special co-host Lady K. And we'll be talking about why spouses cheat. See you there. I'm out. y'all. Yeah, I'm back. And welcome, welcome to Let's Talk. Hey, today is Friday, and we got Fun Friday going on, y'all. I'm having fun. I don't know about y'all. Y'all should be having fun listening to me, too, because y'all know I ain't got no sense when it comes to Fridays. Y'all know this. Once again, if you want to join in the conversation, you can dial in at 347-838-8622 or email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Once again, I do have a chat window open, them live show. So if you want to chat with me, go ahead and send me a chat, and we'll go ahead and get it talking. All right. Now, all right, we left off with the man with the stuck dick. We're going to leave that alone for the moment. Now, y'all remember earlier in the week, how I said Florida was trying to hire people to be gator bait, you know, to be bait for crocodiles and gators. Well, if you think you're going to do that for $25 an hour, here's a story that may change your mind. All right. There's a tour boat captain in the Everglades. He got his hand bitten off by the alligator, y'all. Yeah. Yeah, and here's the thing. It was a 9-foot alligator that jumped out of the fresh water and bit off the captain's hand. So he wasn't even bothering the alligator. The alligator jumped up and bit his hand off. You think you still want to go out there and be bait? And you know, if you don't know what those airboats are, those are ones with the big fans on them. So, in other words, he had to be sitting in the chair. So he was sitting by the high up, and the alligator jumped out of the water and bit his hand off. He didn't leave it hanging. It bit it off. You know? I mean, y'all still want to go out there and be bait? I don't think $25 an hour is enough for me to be bait for anybody. Not a no alligator. Do you know alligators can actually run pretty fast on land too? Yeah. Some get up like 35 miles an hour. They can go. They can go. No, well, the good part was they found his hand. Of course, they had to find the alligator first and get it out of his stomach. Now, here's my take on that. He done swallowed it. It done been in his stomach. I don't want it no more. Just give me a new hand. Because I don't know what been in his stomach besides my hand. Ugh. Come on, nasty. Wow. And see, he didn't even have to make that decision because the irony of it all was they couldn't put the hand back on. They couldn't reattach the hand. But really, his hand been in the stomach of an alligator. Of an alligator. I wouldn't want that hand back. You know, telling where it done picked up. You see a cat or a dog and your hand start reaching and snapping at it. Because the alligator done got some of his DNA on it. I mean, really? No, I don't think I want that. Not at all. Not at all. Now, moving right on to stranger things. Now, you know all you great sushi eaters out there? I got something for you. A 63-year-old Korean woman who was dining on boiled squid was very upset when she discovered that sperm from the squid had painfully stuck to her tongue and cheeks. Yes, I said it. The sperm stuck to her tongue and cheeks. Ooh, that's why they cook your meat, people. Stop boiling that squid. Cook the squid. And apparently, those things cause severe pain in your mouth. Wow. You know, but at least she didn't swallow, y'all. She spit it out. I guess that is a good thing she didn't swallow. No telling what her insides have been back. Oh, Lord have mercy. Yeah. Okay, y'all. You know, I had to go there, right? I had to go there. She didn't swallow. That's a good thing. She just held it in her jaw, and they stuck in her jaw. Wonder how big her jaw got. But anyway, so, you know, when you go to these restaurants and you want to eat sushi and all that, make sure you make sure they didn't took the sperm bag out, all right? Because, you know, some of y'all going to swallow out there because y'all ain't going to know no better because you used to it. Okay. I shouldn't have said that. Yeah, I should. It's Fun Friday, y'all. And you just got to have some fun. Now, what a great way to end the week, just laughing and giggling and carrying on. That's what Fun Friday is supposed to be about. You know? I mean, how often you hear about somebody eating the sperm from a squid? And it gets stuck in her tongue and cheeks. Huh? How often you hear that? I don't hear that often. You know, I mean, but the good thing is she didn't swallow. She didn't swallow it. She spit it out. You know, so it was all right. It was okay. It was okay. Next time you think about you go to eat squid, think about that story right there, and let's see how how can I put it? Let's see how much you really want it. Now, for the Jackass Award today, and I think that's something I'm gonna start giving out at the end of each week. The Jackass Award today goes to a father from DeKalb County, Georgia. This idiot gave vodka to his 4-month-old daughter. He mixed it with her formula. Now, I know you say, well, that's fine, but not when the baby come out with a 0.1119 concentration level. He did more than just put a little bit, and he damn near poured the whole bottle in it. Where was the formula? And the baby was only 4 months old. Really? What was he on? Maybe he had drank a whole pint of vodka before he did that and just wanted to share. That is definitely the idiot award for the day. Good Lord. You know what? Not only the idiot award, the jackass award. Here you go, Mr. DeKalb County. Yeah, I mean, really? Wow. Just downright dumb. Just downright plumb dumb. I can't believe that. Once again, to join in the conversation today, you can dial in at 347-838-8622, or you can email me at ericstalk@gmail.com. Once again, I do have a chat window open during the show, so if you want to chat with me, go ahead and log in through your Facebook or whatever social media you have, and let's get to chatting, talking, rocking. All right. Now, here's something that I found very interesting. How many of y'all knew dinosaurs farted? Did you even give that any thought? I know I didn't. I really didn't think they farted. Can you imagine a dinosaur farting, the wind that's coming off that thing? Let's see how big they are. That's like probably hurricane force winds. And trees start falling over. Yeah, I'm not crazy. Yes. I know she's saying, he talking about dinosaurs farting now? What are you talking about? Well, you know, scientists, listen to my word, scientists believe that gassy dinosaurs helped warm the earth climate back in the day. Because back then, they produced more methane gas than cows do today. Now, I ain't never heard a cow fart, But I sure know they leave some patties up in the pasture. And can you imagine, if that's the case, then can you imagine the patties the dinosaurs were leaving? Ooh, Lord. And talk about it. Oh, you probably can smell that thing 3, 4, 5 miles away. Good gracious. Dinosaurs farting. I had never heard of that one before. But now I have. You have too. So remember that when you go outside and talk about, oh my God, it's hot as hell out here. Just think about them dinosaurs farting back in the day. And you can blame it on them. Moving right along. There was a man in Iowa who got arrested for DUI. All right. And in the car with him, he had a zebra and a parrot sitting on his shoulder. And yeah, he's got a girlfriend. He does. And his girlfriend said, hey, the animals are a big part of the family. Now, y'all know what I'm about to go and do, right? If that's the case, what was he doing with him riding with him? The zebra was in the front seat like he owned the car. What in the world is going on with him? You know, and then the man had nerve to say that the bar, y'all listen to this, that the bar usually allows the animals in, but they didn't that certain night because they were serving alcohol. So is he saying that he take the animals with him and get them drunk too? So when he can't drive, he get on the zebra and they both stagger down the road till they get wherever they going. And the parrot just flies in there, thing ricocheting off buildings till he get where he going. I just think he done had too much and he was coming up with whatever. Or maybe he was going back in them back alleys and doing something to them animals, y'all. Y'all know you thought about it, too. When I told you the story, y'all thought about it. Don't be acting like you ain't think about it. Because you did. You did. Well, at least we know one thing about him. He ain't stealing from Walmart. He ain't stealing from Walmart. Wow. You know what? That's all right, though. But needless to say, he was arrested. They never said, well, I guess the animals were taken home to his girlfriend. You know, and he was charged with cruelty. Now, I mean, cruelty to animals, they weren't drunk. They were just riding in the car with him. So I don't know where the cruelty to animals come from, but you know, like I said before, some days, you know, right now, animals have more rights than humans. So I guess that's a charge they're gonna come up with. That's about all I can say on that. It was a small zebra, too, y'all. It wasn't one of the big, fully grown ones. It was a small one. But still, he was big enough to be seen in that car. Can you imagine the policeman's face when he looked at that? Like, really? Wow. All right. Moving right along. There was a man in San Diego. Now, apparently this man said he heard his grandmother telling him in his voice to kill his son. To kill his son. Now, he was doing it Abraham style, y'all. He was getting ready to sacrifice him. He had him laid out on a slab somewhere and was cutting his wrist. Well, thankfully, a 21-year-old woman stopped by and stopped that. I mean, but the man, he didn't even stand there. What did he know what he did? He pushed the son down and started running. Now, he's 30, right? He got tackled by a 60-year-old security guard. And y'all know how those security guards look. Most of them can't run past a donut. So, yeah, something had to be wrong with him. You know? I mean, good Lord. I'm glad the little boy is okay, though. But in a cemetery, I don't know what his grandma was telling, but apparently she wasn't telling him the right thing. Now, good Lord. The little boy was 8 years old, telling the boy, little boy, we're going to Jesus. I don't think Jesus wants to see you like that. I'm just saying. No, it's just amazing at the things people do. Between this guy here and the guy giving the baby vodka, what is parenting coming to? Do we even have parenting anymore? You know, most people say parenting is a natural, instinctive thing. I don't know anymore. I really don't. We have too many crazies out there doing too many dumb things to their children, our children. Should we, since we getting around to instituting everything else, should we make parenting class mandatory now? Because some got to be done by these old crazy behind parents. Well, he's 30 years old. You know? And, I mean, that's not the only children he had. Wow. You know, it's just crazy, the things they do to the kids. You know, you slashing his wrist, talking about we going to Jesus. And you know what? The little boy probably was obedient. That's all I can say. He was obedient. Because I know most of them be yelling, talking about, that ain't happening. That ain't happening. All right, y'all. I'll be back shortly after this commercial break. So don't go nowhere. We have a lot more to come. See ya. Hey, this is your host, Eric, from Let's Talk. I invite each and every one of you to join me tomorrow, June 16, 2012, for a special Let's Talk with special co-host Lady K, and we'll be talking about why spouses cheat. See you there. I'm out. Y'all, I'm back. That was Party, Birthday Party by Kim and Brand. Hey, sometimes it makes me get to dancing up in here. You know, I be doing the butterfly, the Tootsie Roll. You know, I even be doing the bump with the wall sometimes. That's how we be rolling up in here at Let's Talk. Yes, sir, buddy. Woo! Now, our next story is about three West Tennessee men who have allegedly fathered 78 children. 78 children with 46 different women. Are you kidding me? And all I'm trying to pay the least amount of child support they can. Talking about deadbeat. You don't even have to put it, just dead. They sorry. They sorry as hell. But you know what, though? The state now is deciding to put pressure on them to take care of their responsibilities. But what's up with the women they sleeping with? They don't know this? Huh? They don't know this? I mean, one cat is what? 23, has 23 children. 23 children with 17 different women. Another one has 25 children with 18 different women. And the last guy, he has 30 with 11. So that tells me he's going back for seconds. That's what, and they going for it. You know, that is outrageous. You know, you're talking about birth control. You know, that's when birth control should be just natural then. I mean, mandatory. You know, once she had that first eighth baby or whatever, and his name is on, who his name goes on that birth certificate, now, oh, you need to bring him in. We need to go on and fix him now because apparently he don't have any control. Really? Don't you think by then he would have figured out he needed to use some kind of birth control, a condom, a plastic bag, a piece of aluminum, something? Something. I mean, you talking about a lot of kids out there that's not getting taken care of properly. Now, the mama's probably doing all they can, hopefully. Hopefully that's what they're doing. You know, but you talking about three men, 78 kids with 46 different women. You know how much mingling and combined, you know, some of them may be cousins and don't even know it. You know, and just think about, oh, goodness. Lord help if they have a disease or something. You know, that is not good. That's not good, y'all. That is not good at all. And that's when you should institute birth control. You know, if it ain't birth control, just chop his nuts off. He'd be okay. He don't need them no more anyway. He got enough to carry on his name. Y'all talking about, well, what about if he don't need no more, he got enough. 23, 25, and 30, I think that's more than enough kids. Way more than enough kids. He don't need no more. Not at all. You know, I mean, you can't have a job making enough to take care of all them kids in child support. So whether they paying or not, it's not going to be that much because it's got to be split among 23, 25, and 30 kids. So somebody's missing out. You know, and one of the fathers in jail. So, I mean, really? Wow. Just something to make you think. Something to make you think, y'all. So for all you so-called players out there that's laying pipe and doing all this, you better think about it. You better think about it because Tennessee is going after these guys now. So, if you live in Tennessee, you better watch out. They coming to get you. That's amazing. Ooh. Wow. And then when they, you know what's so bad though? When they have to go to court about child support, they don't even show up. What kind of mess is that? They don't even show up. Wow. I don't understand that. That's sorry. That really is. That is just sorry. But it's okay because, you know, some of the children are going to grow up and do some wonderful things. And then the father's going to want to be a part of them. If I was them, I wouldn't have nothing to do with none of them. None of them. That's just my opinion, though. That's just my opinion. That's all I can say about that. Because if I say anything more, it's going to get ugly up in here. Now, To join in the conversation or make a statement, you dial in at 347-838-8622 or email me at ericlesstalk@gmail.com. Now, before I go ahead and tell you about tomorrow's show, I got one more thing on my mind. Okay, y'all, I done told y'all to stop stealing out of Walmart, right? So I guess somebody done heard me. This is what they do now. They are not taking it. They not stealing it, taking it out. This is what they're doing. They're going, picking up an item, walk all the way around the store, like they done walked out with it. In fact, they go out the door. Then they bring it back in the door and go to the customer service and get money for it. You know what? And it is funny because they done stole it, brought it back, and then got paid for stealing it before anybody realized it was actually stolen. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I mean, are the thieves getting smarter than us now? Look, if you got that much time to think of how to take that stuff, you should be spending your mind on getting you a job. J-O-B. Stop stealing from Walmart or borrowing. I guess you can say he borrowed it, right? Well, stop borrowing. See, that's why I can't get no cable now, because of stuff like that. I still ain't got my free cable yet, y'all. I need y'all right now to stick your head out the window and say, Eric needs free cable. That's right. I can't even watch Dallas last night. I saw everybody talking about Dallas. I'm flipping through my little channels. I couldn't even get Dallas. I was getting upset because Dallas was on cable. I ain't got cable. Y'all just gonna yell out again and say, Eric need cable! Because I do. Free cable, though. Free cable. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, y'all. That's all. But yeah, stop stealing out of Walmart. Stop stealing, period. You know, stop robbing people. You know, stop robbing people. Why? No, people work hard for their property. Work very hard for it. So stop stealing from them. You know what I mean? Ooh, lordy, 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 lordy. Now, tomorrow's show, y'all, I'm going to have a special show going on. At 2 p.m. Central Time, the same time I go every day. But this is going to be a live two-hour show. I'm going to have a special guest host, Lady K, here sitting with me. And we're going to talk about why spouses cheat. So we're going to have the female perspective. And, of course, you know I'm going to give the male perspective on it. So, and I want y'all to be here because it's going to be something else. It's going to be something wonderful. You know, so be here, 2 p.m. Central Time to 4 p.m. Central Time. If you're on the East Coast, it's 3 to 5 p.m. We talking p.m., y'all. And believe me, it's going to be hot and popping up in here. Okay? Well, I think that's about it for the show today. Once again, I want to thank you for listening to Fun Friday on Let's Talk. And I'll see you tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m. sharp. Have a good one. I'm out of here.